USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's unemployment rate dropped slightly in January. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell 0.4% to 6.3% for the month, the economy adding 49,000 jobs, slightly fewer than expected. As far as what the Dems' coronavirus relief package will do to the economy, Stephen Moore is a FreedomWorks senior economic contributor. He says,
the economy is so well teed up right now for just an explosive growth in 2021. You know, now we have the lowest unemployment rate of virtually the entire industrial world, much lower than Europe does, where they're at about 10%. And actually, the unemployment problem, Bill, to the extent it still really exists, is in states like California, New York.
More speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says it was no small task for the NFL competing during the coronavirus pandemic.
As the National Football League gets ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Commissioner Roger Goodell said Thursday it took an amazing amount of work to get the season underway this year.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong, but between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in the society.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Actor John Travolta is starring in an ad during Sunday's Super Bowl. Travolta will be appearing in a commercial for Scott's and Miracle-Gro with his daughter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's sorry for her past offensive comments. The Georgia Republican issuing an apology today, saying she feels freed after being kicked off House committees. She was also asked about apologizing to David Hogg, who is a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting.
David Hogg was an adult when I talked to him. I don't think any of you have realized that. David Hogg was working with the organization they were going around working hard for strict gun control laws. I'm very opposed to those policies. And so being in the same situation as David Hogg, my voice matters too. And so, no, I'm not sorry for telling him he shouldn't push for gun control. What we need to do is we need to protect our children. I think you're expecting we should protect our children and your baby as well with good guys with guns and not allow them to be sitting there sitting ducks. Yeah, thank you.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is joining the Heritage Foundation as a distinguished visiting fellow and columnist for the Daily Signal news publication. Pence saying he looks forward to rolling up his sleeves and working with an all-star team as they make the strong case for national defense, free markets, and traditional values. And finally, President Biden will take part in a long-standing tradition on Super Bowl Sunday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will be interviewed by CBS News before the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.